This call is being recorded.
Good morning, Janine.
How are you? Good morning, David. Fine, thanks. And you?
I'm fine, thanks. Janine, I went to a presentation yesterday, and it involved culture. The presenters were terrific, and they were talking about culture for nursing homes. The focus really was quality of care. The focus was supporting your employees so that they feel good about themselves and that they will end up maximizing the quality of care that they can provide, which also directly impacts the bottom line in terms of the mission of the nursing home, whether it's a for-profit or a not-for-profit. And it got me thinking, I've been using the word culture in the context of compliance and ethics programs, dealing with preventing and detecting and mitigating fraud, waste, and abuse for years with nursing homes. But it really got me thinking about, well, what really is a culture? What is a culture of compliance and ethics? One of the things that one of the presenters mentioned involved small actions, that it's small actions which, when you add them all up, result in a culture. I suppose that might be true for a lot of things that we do. I don't know, Janine, do you think that that's probably true for building a relationship?
Oh, definitely.
The sense of trust, the sense of love is built over time as opposed to in one fell swoop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so too. I that might not have been something I would have agreed to when I was 15 years old. But after looking at over 30 years of marriage with Karen, I'd say, yeah, it's one day at a time. One day at a time. So I was thinking compliance and ethics culture. Do the right thing. The code of conduct, which requires respect. Treating each other fairly. And when necessary, reporting things that don't seem to be quite right. So I know we have policy and procedures, and we have compliance committees, and we have compliance officers. So all those basics, the seven elements, compliance and ethics officer, compliance and ethics committee, enforcing the standards, some sort of anonymity for complaints or concerns like a hotline, policies and procedures, auditing and monitoring. But I'm thinking that having those basics doesn't create a culture. And the culture really has to be every minute of the day, really intentioned and being present with a sense of doing the right thing. So Janine, I know way back when, which wasn't too way back when for you, you were a professional certified nursing assistant, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when you were a CNA, did you find that taking care of people required your full attention?
I'm sorry, I missed it broke up then.
When you were taking care of people, did it require your mm-hmm. full attention?
Oh, definitely.
So you couldn't be thinking about a recipe that you were going to make way back when for dinner or what you're going to, it took your whole attention, right?
It did.
Yeah.
But it didn't mean I couldn't discuss the recipe maybe with one of the residents while I was taking care of them.
Okay.
But that's still, that involves caring for them. So in that aspect, it was taking my attention.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So when you were, that's great. And I can picture you doing that. So when you were taking care of the resident and you were engaged in, let's call it meaningful conversation, mm-hmm. building a, would this be fair to say you were building a relationship with the resident?
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm.
So by doing that, you know, from my perspective, you were, by the fact that you were doing that, you were complying with the Compliance and Ethics Program. By engaging in a meaningful way with the resident, you were providing the respect, you were adhering to your CNA regulatory requirements, you were promoting the well-being of the resident through a social intercourse, you were being a professional. And that's really what the Compliance and Ethics Program is really all about. That's really what the Code of Conduct is about. It's being a professional so that ultimately when there is payment made to the nursing home by Medicare or Medicaid or any payer, the money paid to the nursing home for the services that you provided is exactly what the money was intended to get. So mm-hmm. It sounds backwards, but another way of looking at it is when you provided quality of care and quality of life for the resident, and then the nursing home submitted a claim for reimbursement to a payer source, the deal under which the payment is received is that the care that was provided is worth the money that's being paid. And that's what you did. So you were already supportive of the Compliance and Ethics Program, but that may not have been on your mind when you did it because you were focused on the recipe and the resident. So maybe a culture of compliance and ethics, it's easy to define it by adherence to the elements of a compliance ethics program, but when we really look down at what it is that substantiates a compliance and ethics culture, I think it's really what you did. It's really providing the quality of care. It's really providing that effort that you made. So if we define what it is that's required to provide quality of care, it's articulated in the nursing home policy and procedures. But if we really look at the actual care that's provided, if we look at the interactions, and Janine, I would suggest also that when we're looking at the interactions between two employees, you know, for example, a coworker and yourself, sure, we have policies and procedures. We have an employee handbook. We've got employment practices that are part of the compliance ethics program, but I don't think it's any different. I think it's really comes down to it's a people business. It's the interaction. So perhaps to define a culture of compliance and ethics means to articulate the same behavior that is expected and necessary for providing quality of care. The same behavior that would be expected for the maintenance department in ensuring that the fire extinguishers are operable. The same behavior that would define a dietary cook in ensuring that the food is palatable, nutritious, and looks good.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So I think our audience would agree that it's critical to build a culture of quality of care, a culture of caring. And our perspective is that it's critical to build a culture of compliance and ethics. And I think based on what we're talking about, they're really the same. It's just that we take credit on behalf of the nursing home for the culture of caring, and we use it to identify that it is also in and of itself an indice of a culture of compliance and ethics. Does that sound reasonable to you?
It does.
Yeah, I think so too. Well, that's the aim that we need to focus on. Culture. Culture across the board. And I think when we look at it, we probably could fairly say there's one culture in a nursing home or a hospital or an outpatient rehab clinic. There's one culture, and all policies, procedures, all efforts towards complying with policy procedures, which are based on laws, regulations, court decisions, public mores, best practices, all of that results in the same culture. And if it does successfully result in a culture from the behavior of the employees with respect to the residents and patients and with respect to each other, then every program, the Quality Assurance Performance Improvement Program, Risk Management Program, Safety Program, Compliance and Ethics Program, they can all take credit for contributing to that culture, which I suppose supports what you and I have been saying for years. All the programs are the same. We're just using different nomenclature, and there are different regulatory agencies that are articulating specific enforcement requirements and expectations based upon the focus that they have. But really, it's all the same. Well, Janine, as always, really thought-provoking, and I think what we need to do is to go further and start defining and articulating and describing that kind of behavior that would satisfy the Compliance and Ethics Program as well as everything else. So, Janine?
Okay.
As always.
Sounds great.
A pleasure. Okay. Till next time.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.